Hello and welcome to pod 51 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Grierson from Palace TV, which you can watch on YouTube, on Palace TV, which is eagles.cpfc.co.uk, and on our official club app, which you can download from Google Play and the App Store, and on all the social media channels, as I'm sure well you know. This podcast is from an Instagram live chat I did with Patrick Van Aanholt. It was the second one that we did on Instagram. It was the same format as the Wilfred one. Bit of chat with me and then questions from fans. And it was really interesting. So here is Patrick Van Aanholt.
Yo.
Pat, how you doing?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's nice to talk to someone other than my wife or my dog.
trust me. No start.
You got a hat on. Have you not been able to get a haircut? How's it going?
The hat's staying on. Just staying on today.
I just want to say, first of all, congratulations on the birth of your third son. You're building yourself a little football team there.
Nah, it's the last one. I finished now.
So how's it been going? Has it been nice? I mean, obviously, you spent more time with him than you would have done.
Yeah, it's nice to spend some time with the family, you know. Staying at home all day, doing nothing. It's nice. It came as a great time.
And have you had many late nights, or are you still in the easy phase where the baby just sleeps and eats?
No, actually now we got time, so we're doing it together. Me and my wife doing it together. So, but she does mostly the nights, and I just do the days.
And what about the other kids? Are they enjoying having you around more?
Yeah, they're in the house. They got better energy. So they, even in the house or in the garden, so they need to express their energy, you know. So doing the most as I can with them.
And what kind of, like, homeschooling? Are you being a teacher at all?
No, my son is, they got a thing out, isn't it? They got, I think it's half term now.
Oh, okay.
But before, yeah, you have to sign in every morning to, like, a computer and then do it with the teacher and that.
What are you like helping out with the schoolwork?
No, I'll be getting there a little bit. I'll be getting there. But he doesn't do much, to be fair. Only signs in every morning and then that's it.
I've just seen Tim Fossey-Mensah's watching. So, hi, Tim. Hope you're doing well.
Is he, yeah? Is he watching?
Yeah.
Sure. Nothing to do in it. Fossey-Mensah.
So what have you been on a daily basis? What do? Do you just get up and take it as it comes, or have you actually got like a schedule of things to get through?
I wake up every morning and then I even do boxing or do a bike session to start my day. And then from there we just see, play games, PlayStation, play with the kids. Yeah. Keep it going, mate.
Yeah, fitness-wise, so bike and boxing, is that mainly it at the moment? Can't really.
I do bike, I do boxing, I do running in the garden a little bit. I do core stability, so yeah, I do kind of a little bit of everything, but kind of missing the ball.
Yeah, I bet so. Have you got enough space to have a kick around with your kids?
Yeah, in the garden, yeah.
And what about other players? We've seen, obviously, Tim watching this. How are you keeping in touch with other Palace players?
We all in a group app anyway, so now and then we just text each other saying are we coping, but yeah, sometimes I speak to Christian a lot, so we keep in touch by app.
Anything you're particularly missing about not being down at the training ground?
I miss everything, to be fair, man. Yeah, it's just I never knew that when you go away from football that long, but you can't leave the country, that makes it even more harder. You're in the house all day and you can't do what you love. So it's even harder, you know? So.
Yeah, I said to Wilf last week, I miss the food. But because what I'm realising is how much food they give you at the training ground, like massive portions. Because now I'm getting dinner here and I'm looking at it and going, this is not enough. But I'm losing weight.
I ain't got that problem, to be fair. I don't eat that much in the training ground anyway, so I always come home and eat with the wife and the kids. So, but yeah, if you say you miss the food, then tell your wife to cook more.
what's the first thing you're going to do when you get out?
When I get up where?
When you get outside, when we're allowed out, other than the shops.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. I don't know. There's loads of things I want to do, but it's just we have to be patient, innit?
Cool. Well, later on, we're going to... fans have been sending in their questions everywhere, but before that, I just wanted to chat a bit about your career. You came over from the Netherlands when you were 17. What was it like coming to a brand new country at that age?
It was... I was young, of course, and it was... Yeah, I had to adapt, you know, because obviously I come from a country... A whole different country, and I'm a family man, so I had to adapt new culture, new language, new style of play. So it was just everything starts from scratch again. So it was nice, but now I'm used to it. So I've been here so long, so I know it's kind of my second home now.
Did your family come with you, or were you on your own?
My dad came with me. Yeah,
when I was
17. Yeah, my dad came with me. Yeah, and then he left when I was 21. And then my wife now came to live with me.
So what? How does that work with your dad? What did he get up to while you were at training?
My dad, he was just in the house. And then eventually, no, he didn't have a job. He was in the house, take care of me, drop me to training, pick me up, cook for me, really look after me so I can focus on my football.
That's nice. What was your English like back then?
Very bad, mate. My English was very bad. I knew how to say hi, hello, how are you, and that, but not just speak a full conversation. It was just difficult for me. But I had English lessons when I was at Chelsea, so that kind of helped me still.
Because the Dutch, you're known for having pretty good English. I mean, every Dutch player is pretty good.
Yeah, when you in Holland, when you go to school, you get English lessons. But obviously, I was that young that I left my school in Holland just to come and play football. So, it was very hard, but like I said, throughout the years, my English has improved, so.
And it's, what Dutch food do you miss?
Again?
What Dutch food do you miss?
What Dutch food?
The only Dutch food I ever know, chips and mayo, that's it.
Chips and mayo, yeah, I kind of miss that still. I kind of miss that, it's nice though. But if you want some Dutch food, my missus will just cook it, she will cook it, so it's fine. I don't really miss anything.
Can't believe it's been 3 years now you've been at Palace. How much have you enjoyed being at the club? Because you've played more games now for Palace than anyone else in your career, I think.
Yeah, true. It's been very, very good, man. Since the day I stepped into the building, I felt like welcome here. Felt like a home. Obviously, I knew a couple of the players already, so that made it easier for me to settle in as well. So, but ever since new players come in and I stayed, it's been unbelievable. You know, I love this club. So it's just such a good club.
Now, last week we asked Wilf about his debut, and he couldn't remember anything player wise. What do you remember about your debut first?
Debut from Palace.
Palace. Yeah.
Bournemouth away.
Yeah, good. Score?
Bournemouth away. No, I didn't score. He won the game. I nearly scored.
What was the score?
Scott then scored the winner.
He did.
I think it was 2-1.
2-0.
2-0, yeah, that's it.
And, this is the challenge. This is what we tried to get with Wolf, and he couldn't do it. Can you name the starting 11 from your debut?
Wow! Okay, let me check.
So who was in goal?
Let me check. Hennessy.
Yeah, Hennessy in goal. That's right. And then it was a back five.
Back five, yeah?
Yeah.
It was Scott then.
Yep.
Me.
Yep. Obviously.
Scott then, me. Luca played?
No, Luca didn't, because Luca was in London.
Luca signed after that. Yeah,
he was getting interviewed by me.
It was Johan Cabaye.
Yep.
Andros played up front with...
Andros came on.
Oh, he came on?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember that. I don't know. One second. Joel Ward played?
Yep, Ward, yeah. So you got two more centre-backs.
Yeah, but what's it? What's the time? Was it Delaney?
Yep, Delaney.
Yeah.
And then one more. So I think this one was playing nearest to you, maybe.
Tompkins.
Yep.
No, Sackle. Tompkins.
Yeah.
So you got it. Tompkins. Midfielder had
Kabai, and then another midfielder with Kabai.
Carter.
Yep.
And then we had Christian up top.
Christian up top, and then two wingers.
We had Will from the left.
Yep.
And we had, oh my days, who played the right wing?
He's not here anymore. Well, he's still alive.
No. Who played right wing again? Oh my days, who played right wing? Andros came off him, yeah.
What's that?
You had him on loan, didn't it?
No. Bit of a club legend in the end. Had a great left foot.
Punch!
Yes! Have you heard from Punch?
I haven't spoken to him for a while, to be fair.
You smashed that.
Yeah. Punch played on the right. Yeah. Punch played on the right, yeah.
And your first Palace goal?
Middlesbrough. Right foot, outside the box.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't forget those things.
Who got the assist for that?
Johan Kabai.
Yes, correct. All right, then. How many goals have you scored for Palace?
Oh, is that 13?
14.
14 goals, yeah.
How many assists?
5.
Got 3.
Oh, 3, okay.
There might be ones where it deflected off someone. Cool, so that's that. That's the quiz. You've done well there, to be fair.
Not bad there.
Yeah. Okay, so questions from fans, although this one is from the Premier League, this one. The Premier League Twitter account has said, what has been your best ever Premier League moment?
Best ever Premier League moment?
Yeah.
Wow. I think making my first debut for Chelsea against Portsmouth. That's all you want as a kid, to make your debut in the Premier League. Mm. I think that's been my best moment so far.
That was was that one like 5-0?
Portsmouth away.
Okay, let's start with the fan ones. There's a few favourite ones. So this is from Jordan. Nice kid. What's your favourite goal from this season?
It's
a tough one, that.
Yeah. The 1-0 Man United away, because we broke the record there.
Yeah.
But I think the more important points was Newcastle.
Yeah, true. Started the run of games, didn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going with Newcastle.
Okay. Favourite player? This is from CPFC Lewis. Favourite player you've ever played with? Doesn't have to be a Palace player. Yeah, anyone.
Favourite player I've played with? Favourite player I've ever played with? Like, oh my God. I've played with a few. I'll come back to you with that one.
Okay.
I'll come back to you with that one.
Henteke, this is another goal one. Favourite goal for the club and why? So, in all the seasons.
Favourite goal?
Yeah.
I think my first one was the first of many, innit? So,
yeah.
Let's call your first goal.
What do you reckon your Freddie Knowles said? What's your best game for the club?
Best game? I don't know. Played bad games. So
you don't have to answer it. Believe that one.
Don't know.
Harry Hetherington, the best winger you've ever played. It says you've ever played, but let's say the best winger you've ever come up against.
Against?
Yeah.
Me and Raheem Sterling always got some nice battles. So, yeah, I like playing against Raheem Sterling. That's Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, so he's what kind of trouble does Raheem Sterling give you? Is it because he cuts down in that channel inside?
No, if he plays on the right, he's not cutting inside because he's right-footed, isn't it? Because he's just quick and he's just sharp. So I like playing against people like that.
Pete Carter says, would you consider getting dreads and playing a season like Ruud Gullit?
No.
How big a legend is Ruud? Ruud in the Netherlands.
Holland is a big legend in Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's quality. Caitlin Rose, hardest game you've ever played in a Palace shirt? So most difficult game.
Hardest game.
I think my first game was a hard game because I was unfit and I just signed that day and I had to play like 90 minutes. So I have to say that one.
Someone who calls himself Guaita 31, but it's not Vicente. Do you play FIFA or Call of Duty?
Both. More Call of Duty than FIFA. I don't really play FIFA. Now, because we're inside quarantine, I've started playing a bit pro clubs with my boys from Holland. That's the only thing I play on FIFA, to be fair. So,
Wilf said last week that he's the best on FIFA. Is he really that good? You've played against him.
I think Andrews will kill him. But
you reckon?
I reckon, yeah. I think Andrews plays it all day. I've only seen Wolf play Call of Duty, to be fair, so I haven't seen him play FIFA. So I don't know, but I think I'm just the type of guy who plays all day.
Hmm. It's Jack. Well, he's got all day to play now, so he's probably even better. It's Jack Laws. This one might take a while to think. Well, hi, Patrick. Which five players would you choose in an all-time Dutch five-a-side team? Well, first of all, what in a five-a-side, what formation would you go for?
Diamond, no. Five, isn't it? It's one goalie.
Yeah, one goalie.
One and goalie then... and a diamond. Huh?
Okay, so who's in goal for you, Dutch?
Dutch. What, fourth? Right, I can choose any player.
Yeah, any Dutch player in history.
I'm going to go now. Like... I choose one of my boys. I'll go with Kenneth Vermeer.
Okay.
Small size is good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good.
What about a defender?
I get Aki. Bournemouth player.
So you and him played a lot together, haven't you?
Yeah. And then me on the left.
Yeah, you're on the left.
Can I put myself in there or not? The left, put myself in
there. Yourself in, yeah.
Me on the left, and I go up top. I go Memphis, and then on the right, I go probably Frankie De Jong.
Nice, that's a good team.
Of course.
Okay, Jacob Dodd, favorite Palace atmosphere.
Say like again.
What was the best atmosphere in any game you've played for Palace?
Every game. I haven't had one bad atmosphere from the Palace fans in one game since I've been here.
No, not Sunderland at home.
No, not even that. it was awkward for me because obviously I just signed from Sunderland. So for me, it was just like an awkward game. But for the fans were brilliant that game.
Yeah. Stephanie Donovan, what's the celebration about? I presume she means.
My
one.
Celebration, the heart, obviously the heart to my wife. The other one is me and my kids love Black Panther, so that's the sign, obviously, when they greet each other in the film. So that's why my celebration is there.
So do your kids come to every game?
My kids come to every home game, yeah.
Yeah, where do they watch it from? Like in the main stand or up in one of the boxes?
No, I've got a box. So my wife and the kids sit in the box and watch it from the box.
At Klaas Pjerik, if you had to play one position that isn't left back, what position would you play?
I don't mind playing midfield, you know.
I want to see you in midfield.
Popping the ball.
Everyone wants to see you out wide on the left.
Yeah, I don't mind popping the ball in midfield.
don't have to get back as much. A bit less money.
No, this was you were more than left back, you know.
Really?
Yeah, Maka and Luka, they run a lot.
Oh, centre midfield, yeah, they run. Yeah. They cover a lot of distance. Gavs Scott says, what teams do your boys support and who did you support growing up?
When I was younger, I always support Barcelona.
Oh, really? Not a Dutch team?
No, yeah. Ajax and PSV both. But not really, I always supported Barcelona when I was younger. Don't know why.
Barcelona's always had kind of a Dutch presence, hasn't it? Especially in the late 90s.
Yeah, true. They produce some players, to be fair, yeah.
Did you have an idol growing up? Bradley Sayer asks that.
Growing up, no. But obviously, when I went to Chelsea, then I had the likes of Ashley Cole in front of me. So, I looked up to him a lot.
Cristiano or Messi?
Messi.
Darren Strathern says, do you enjoy going through puddles to soak Michael Bridge?
We go through that again. I've apologised. It won't happen again. It was just... I didn't see him, so...
I think you planned it. I think you planned it.
Nah, it was not planned. It was not planned, to be fair. It was not planned.
Could you do that job? Standing outside a training ground, talking about...
Football? No way. No, that's not for me, no.
I don't know how they find enough to talk about. Well, a few different questions now. Here we go. Sam Goddard, do you consider a beef burger to be a sandwich?
No.
No, exactly. Also, if you were a biscuit, what kind would you be?
If I was a biscuit, I don't know.
I'm trying to work out. I can't work out what biscuit would be like blonde on top. This one we had last week. What have you had for breakfast? That's from Massier Bartos.
This morning?
Yeah, what did you have for breakfast?
And a pancake.
Anything with it, sweet or savoury? Did you go for bananas, honey, strawberries?
Honey on top.
Just honey. What, a crepe pancake or a thick American
pancake? No, a crepe pancake, normal pancake.
Okay. If you had to quarantine with one other Palace player, who would it be and why?
I think me and Schluppi, yeah.
Oh, Schluppi, okay.
Yeah. That would be jokes because obviously you just laugh all day, so it will be fun, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good laugh. What have you been watching on TV?
Mate, I've been watching everything, mate. Netflix. I start watching La Casa de Papel today, the fourth season. Money Heist, four seasons came out today. Start watching that. Yeah.
Have you seen Tiger King?
Seen what?
Tiger King.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the commercial on it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's insane.
Is it? Yeah, is it good?
Yeah. Very good. Right, moving on. Paul Kane, who's the most annoying player at Palace?
Annoying player?
Yeah.
As in what? Like,
it's annoying. Who's annoying? Who winds you up the most?
No comment, man. As I said, nothing.
Brickstand. Hi, Patrick. Do you like playing with Lego?
No, my son plays Lego. I don't mind helping him a little bit, but he plays it more than me.
Fantasy Premier League. They have tweeted. They've said, which player has spent the most time in your FPL team this season and how are you getting on?
Myself. I don't know. I haven't signed in recently or since my injury. I haven't signed in, so I've kind of lost control of it.
James, CPFC, who has the best hairstyle amongst the squad and what fresh new trim have you got in mind for the end of lockdown?
What did he say?
He said, who has the best hairstyle among the squad?
We all got different hairstyles, man. Don't know.
I mean, you're obviously going to think you, aren't you? Surely everyone thinks they've got the best hairstyle. Because why would you not have the best hairstyle that you want?
Yeah.
Are you changing your hair when you get out of lockdown?
Probably go back to black, yeah. Probably.
I think you should go for a... I think you and Gyro should get matching, like...
Afros.
Yeah, grow those afros out.
No, this is grown. This is big, to be fair, yeah. I call him Marcelo.
Alfuela, the best player that you've swapped shirts with from an opposing club. Hello.
Yeah, I swapped shirts with
him. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Is your dad looking after you? Been playing football together?
Mm.
He doesn't play football, the other one, the little one.
I hate football.
He hates football.
I love basketball and tennis, though.
Oh, okay, who's your favourite tennis player?
I don't even know what tennis player.
You know what tennis
just
player.
Like playing them.
Just like playing
them. I like playing it, but I don't even know one single tennis player.
What about basketball? Have you got a team?
Huh? Yeah,
basketball.
You got a basketball
LeBron
team.
James.
Oh, there we go.
Did you see what Jordan did with the basketball the other day?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's pretty special.
Seen it, yeah.
Let's ask some different ones. Who's the joker in the dressing room? Dara Heavey has said that.
The joker. We all have jokes. We all have jokes. I can't particularly name one because we all make jokes. So it's we all do.
Mac is quite loud, isn't he?
Mac is alright. Yeah. He's quite loud still. Yeah.
Because he does that thing, he cracks all the jokes, and as soon as you start interviewing him, he goes all serious.
Oh, Maka?
Yeah.
Does he, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know that. No, he's got some jokes, yeah. He's got some jokes, yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like me. Probably that's what it is. Do you have any regrets in your career?
Regrets? Yeah, probably one, yeah. But it's not kind of a regret because obviously I wouldn't be here now if I didn't go through that phase, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to call it, yeah. My time at Wigan.
Oh, really?
I didn't play one single game. I played 3 games, but that's it. After that, nothing else. So I kind of regret that, but on the other hand, I've learned from it, so it made me a player who I am today.
Talking of former club, if you could bring one former teammate from any club to play at Palace with you, who would it be?
Say again? If I would bring?
If you could like bring a teammate from one of your old clubs to Palace, who would it be?
One teammate.
Yeah. This is the last question as well.
I would bring Jan Mvila.
Mate, oh, really? Player.
Unbelievable player. Midfielder. Like, he's like, nah.
What makes him such a special player?
The way he reads the game, the way he passes in the game, how hard he works, I can't describe it. Mad. But on the other hand, I would also like to play the Jermaine Defoe again.
Yeah.
What a striker. Yeah, what a striker. He knows it as well,
he scored so many goals. I'm sure he always scores against Palace as well. But then I guess every club thinks that because he scored against everyone.
He scored a hat-trick against us, isn't it? Oh, he scored two.
Yeah, two, I don't know. It feels like he always scores.
Yeah, he always scores against Palace as well.
But that's it. That's it. All the questions are done. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Now you can go back and try and get your son interested in football.
How you want interested in football? I'm not going to force him to go into football. If he likes tennis, I'll support him what he likes.
Basketball's all right, though.
I like basketball myself as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be bad.
Cool. Well, anyway, thanks for chatting and enjoy the rest of lockdown, and we'll see you back at the training ground.
All right, see you in a couple months. All right, mate.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.